Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with our new friend, but not for long. Allison Johnston's here. She's senior editor with National Geographic Books. Their new book is called Drives of a Lifetime, 500 of the World's Greatest Road Trips, second edition. 100 more than the last edition, folks. Allison, thank you again for being here. Congratulations on this book. It's awesome. Thank you for my copy, by the way. What is the drive, the new drive in the second edition that really stuck out to you?
Well, one of my favorite new drives that stuck out, it's in Germany and the Czech Republic, so it is overseas, but it's this long route, 750 miles, so it's, you know, you're going to need a few days to do this one, but it takes you through 90 castles and palaces throughout the Republic, and it's like a fairy tale come to life. I actually think from the pictures I've seen, I've never done this, but it's now on my bucket list, that the best time to go is in the winter, and they're all snow covered, and it's like living in a real life, it looks like.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, that's another point that you're making. Besides, you know, it's natural for me to think this way because I'm such a contrarian, but I like to go in the off seasons. Number one, it's cheaper. Number two, the tourists, you know, which I'm, of course, I would never be a tourist myself, but the tourists have gone home, right? And the locals are there. For example, we went to Italy in November, and the weather was perfect.
Yeah.
Most people think about, you know, they take their trips in the summertime, but I mean, it wasn't that busy. I went to Scotland in September. Well, it was colder, but it wasn't that crowded, and you get to see things at a different time. I'd recommend that to people. It'll cost you less money too. What do you think?
I agree. Off-season travel, it's budget-friendly. You often get places to yourself because the tourists, like you said, aren't there. And, you know, you're seeing how people really live when you're not there in tourist season, because there's not just the showing off for the foreigners. You know, people really are living their lives, and you're immersed in their lives a bit more because it's authentic and you're one of the few outsiders there at that point.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing that troubles me a little bit, it's not that it's my business, but I think I want to encourage people not to be afraid to rent a car and drive. Just do it.
Yeah.
I'll give you the best example. One of our favorite drives was to drive north of Rome up into that country up in there. And when I talk to other people who I know have been there, they don't know anything about it. You know why? Because they took the train. Now they saw stuff out the window, but they saw it. They weren't able to stop and look around. They weren't able to stop and find a little olive oil shop or a little ceramic shop or whatever. We have stuff that we bought in the middle of nowhere that's in our house that's a memory now. And you can't do that if you don't rent a car and drive there.
Absolutely, and that's, I think, one of the beauties of driving. And like you said, don't be afraid to try it, because you're going to find these hidden gems everywhere. You're going to find local grocery stores and shops and marketplaces that you never see otherwise. You're going to have opportunities, if you see something beautiful out the window, pull over, get out, explore, rather than just fly by it. It's just a perfect way to see a new place.
I circumnavigated England and Scotland in a week, 1,300 miles on the wrong side of the road. And all you have to do, folks, the only thing you have to do to make that happen is be careful when you pull out of parking lots, because you'll want to go the wrong way. Or you'll look the wrong way. That's the only thing you have to do, is be careful when you're pulling out of parking lots. If you'll get that right, you'll be safe. What do you think?
I agree. You know, There's a bit of a learning curve, but you get used to it really quickly, so give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, and the shifter is on the left. You get used to it. The clutch is on the left, too. You get used to it. Everything else is fine, but it was fun. But I got to see stuff that you would never get to see otherwise.
Yeah, and, you know, I think people are afraid of getting lost or not knowing how to drive the roads. Take your time. Part of driving is enjoying the road trip, so take your time doing this. You know, we have maps in this book to help guide your way, but you also have your phone to rely on if you need it, if you need the GPS to get you somewhere. So it's not as scary as it seems.
I have a little thing that we do sometimes when we travel, and I set our day up by saying, today we have no particular place to go and all day to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that attitude, you'll never be lost.
That's very true. And, you know, I think everyone should try that. At least that one day aside on a trip where you won't have an itinerary. Let yourself explore and wander.
Right. And when you meet people, when you meet the indigenous natives there, just give them a big smile and try to find out how to say hello in their language. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's very easy to do. It's just, you know, one word and it opens the door.
Absolutely. I'll say I need a website, please. How do they find the book?
They can go on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere where books are sold.
Drives of a Lifetime, National Geographic's 500 of the World's Greatest Road Trips, second edition. Allison, will you come back?
Absolutely.
We enjoyed having you here. Allison Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, she was with one of our great institutions, National Geographic. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.